Okay.
Thank you for the question. My name is Ed. I'm the regional pricing director for your area. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy. Listen, quick. Like, I've been a business owner for a lot of years. You guys are really not going to sell me on anything if I don't need it. I was telling your associate, I do need somebody to build a website and do some SEO for me. She was talking about phone calls. Like, basically, you guys will essentially, I'm going to get leads through this, through direct phone calls. I'm okay with that. Obviously, I need a website that does give people the ability to call me. I've dealt with people like you in the past and other business models. There's usually a month, like you sign up with a month-to-month, like a month agreement for a year you pay every month. I don't quite know all your details yet. Send them over to me. I'll spend the next 2 days reading them. I'll give you guys my email address if you need it. And then we'll catch back up and see if it's a fit.
Yeah, Jason, no, most definitely. I'm with you 100%. So this is the thing, right? So what happens is we're different than other companies because first and foremost, we only work with one company in each area. So we're actually calling throughout the Pittsburgh area. And the first company to go ahead and close, you know, this exclusive position, you know, when it comes to painting services, kitchen or bathroom remodeling, hardware floor and installation services.
Listen, man, the one thing that's going to work for me is the notes. Like, I know, like, I'm a really good salesman. So, like, I know that you're trying to promote exclusivity and all that stuff and hurry up and close the deal because you want to be the only one. I need to see the information on your company. I've done a lot of marketing. My marketing budget in my last company was $250K a year. I've seen a lot of it. So I'm not saying I've seen it all because that's impossible. But I understand your pitch. I understand what you do. I need somebody like you. Send me the information over. Let me read through it. Send me over the tiered. I'm sure you're going to have a tiered pricing system. And then what that gets you. I spoke with somebody this morning that does exactly what you do that's local. So, yeah, you guys would have to really show me some stuff. I'll follow up with you in 2 days. I'll give you my email address.
Okay. Yeah, no, most definitely. Again, you know, like I said, it is an exclusive position. So it's not me trying to sell you or anything like that. It's just what we do here because we only work with one.
If somebody signs up before me, I won't have the spot. I get it.
What is your email, Jason?
It's my last name, DoeTzerJason14 @gmail.com.
All right, and with us, there is no contract. Everything's on a month-to-month basis. So the pricing set at a flat rate of $299. In order to come on board, there is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming, so your initial investment would be $398. If you were to close with me today, I could definitely waive that $99 setup fee and leave your price at $249. That includes first page placement on Google, linked with search keywords, a Google business profile, Facebook marketing. So we're going to run ads through your Facebook, and then putting your company in over 60 different directories. And we include a 50-mile radius. So anywhere 50 miles from your area, you're actually going to be the top recommended company. But yeah, I can go ahead and
give me an idea. Listen, we can talk for a minute because you actually know a little bit more than I expected. All right, so let's talk about the listings. What listings? What 60 listings? Because the yellow or super pages, I did this exact thing with them. Now you guys are a better price, but I assume that's because you don't have as much operating costs as they do. They got me in, like, I want to say, like, 400, and this is back in, like, 2013. That was with that beginning of my first business. What is the 60 listings you guys will be putting me in?
Yeah, so the most popular ones is basically, here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send our website over to you so you can kind of, you know, follow along with me. Bear with me 1 second.
So you're going to do like a FaceTime?
No. I'm just going to
do an email or something?
No. I'm just going to send you a text message of our website so you can follow along with me really fast. Bear with me 1 second.
Localsplash.com, is that it?
Yep. we have a list of all the listings that we put you on. And to be completely transparent with you, Jason, really the biggest, you know, most popular ones is Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing. Those are probably going to be the ones. Yeah. So those are probably going to be the ones that are going to bring in the most traffic. But not to say that the other ones aren't as important, but I've really just kind of emphasized.
But with the overall complexity of, with the overall complexity of Google, content is key to search. And yeah. I'm not going to have a website with a ton of content. My last one, dude, we beat the algorithm. I was like organically page one within like a month because we were getting 160,000 hits a month from the time we launched it. Because of the data feed that I had plugged into it, we had so much content. 3 months down the road of launching that one, my fucking wholesaler called me from Philly and was like, what are you doing down there? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I just Googled Glock and you came up page one, the second or the third search result. My website, essentially, dude, I did like 60 to 100K a month on that e-commerce company a month from the day I launched it. Just because of that data feed, because of that content. It was so much content that updated every 15 minutes and you could not get through an update before another one started. It was just insane. But there was a side effect to that. The side effect was on the user side of it, the search engine optimization or the search engine within the website of catalyzing that massive amount of data, it slowed down the search results a lot. I could never figure out how to fix that, and neither could my IT guy.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. How long did it get
you? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, how long did it take you to get on the first page?
Literally, like within, I want to say within the first month, and it was organic. Like, we weren't paying click, nothing. It was just off. What they always explained to me was my IT guys. I had IT guys working directly. That was a multi-million-dollar company by that point. And the way they explained it to me was that the spiders from Google crawl through, and it's all based on content. And obviously, you want to put, like, Pittsburgh, and you want to, you know, I don't know. I've done a lot of other content creation for other guys, and they've all agreed with that. I don't know why that website, that's what they told me, was just that data feed. It had 62,000 separate items with a paragraph at least on each item, and it's not a page, and it was updating in real-time quantities. So it never, ever would finish. So, I don't know. That fucking company just skyrocketed. What are you going to do? Tell me that. With your landing page, how are you going to get me first on Google? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Google is a good tool with marketing because the reviews. The reviews are key.
Exactly. Yep. And not only that, and I'm glad that you mentioned reviews, right? I mean, it really comes down to consistency, right? As long as you're getting, you know, anything from 4 to 5 star reviews consistently, you know, all your information stays the same when it comes to, you know, phone number, business phone number, your company's name, stuff like that. And you know, of course, like you said, the more content you have, the better, right? The higher chances that you're going to be found, right? So what we actually do is we actually set an expectation of being on the first page of Google, within 30 days. Normally it doesn't take
you're saying you have an ability for Iron City Painters LLC. If somebody in Pittsburgh Googles painting company, I'm first listing on the first page.
That's correct. Yep. And that's setting an expectation because you know how this works too. It's not like we can just flip a switch and tomorrow you're going to be on the first page. That's false, right?
Yeah.
We like to be transparent and honest with our clients, and it could take us anywhere from 30 to 45 days. Right. Again, that's an expectation that we like to set. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take us that long. As others like to say, we just have the secret sauce, to be honest with you. but yeah,
so
I mean,
listen, for the 250 a month or whatever that price tag was, you would create a landing page. I don't expect a super complex website, but she said website as well or no?
So the website's not included, Jason, to be completely transparent with you. However, if you close with me right now, I'll include a website free of charge and we'll create and manage a website for you within that $249.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And the website's going to be pretty similar to kind of ours. It's going to be roughly around the same format. I kind of like to send it over to you just to kind of give clients an example of what it's going to look like. So, yep. it's going to look similar to
so
that.
I know what I know what I want my logo to look like. But dude,
okay,
I always had IT guys because I'm not savvy. But you guys could digitally make this logo.
Yeah.
If I tell
so
you,
we,
what it is, it's simple. I want red, white, and blue stacked up on top of each other, and then a paintbrush in front of it, like it's painting red, white, and blue. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
And then my logo, Iron City Painters right underneath it.
That's it.
Like very, it's a very simple logo. I think it'll look good.
Yeah. And this is the thing,
Jason.
The only thing
that like is apprehensive of that I have, like I like everything you're saying, is that you don't have anyone local. And like, dude, I'm not good with, like I have a bachelor's and I'm almost through an MBA. But that basically, like, I wasn't just a computer guy. Like, I basically can write a Word document. You know what I mean? So, like, with you guys being in California, what, I mean, dude, how, like, what, is this going to take forever? Because I'm going to need to do something here that I'm not capable of doing. You know what I mean?
Honestly, Jason, we take care of everything, okay? So our headquarters is based out of California, but we work around, you know, the whole United States, right? This is the thing, right? We take care of everything for you. The only thing we ask is that you communicate with us, right? Because, you know, if we're trying to contact you for, you know, ask you a certain question or, you know, how are you wanting this?
That I have no problem with. You guys have,
you
guys have my cell phone number. So I'd save you as a contact.
Exactly.
You guys will never have a problem with like creative questions or needing answers. I just cannot like, I can tell you what I want the logo to look like, but I cannot fucking go on a computer and digitally come up with an example. You know what I mean? Or I'll
and that's the thing.
Myself.
I mean? And that's the thing, Jason. That's why you're paying us, right? For us to do it, right? And you know, that's how it should be, right? Because and I'm sure you have your hands full too. I'm sure that you have a lot going on. You're super busy. You're a business owner, so I can only imagine how busy you are. So yes, we take care of everything.
So, you know,
the only thing
that.
We ask.
Is it? I just worry that it'll be an issue because if like. With my old IT guys, they could show me something, and I could be like, I want to change like that. And they were physically there with me. I don't know if that makes it any different because we're in different states, but I guess realistically, you guys are going to show me a proof, and then I could be like, I like it or I don't like it. Or I could still be like, I got it over the phone. And you said that'd be $250 a month. How long would it take you to build this website, get it launched, get the landing page and all that?
So honestly, I would say it would probably take us for the website probably no more than maybe a week and a half if everything goes fine. But to get you on the first page, like I said, it can take up to 30 days. However, that's just us setting that expectation. It could be a lot quicker than that. Because again, you know, I don't want to say, hey, we're going to get you on the first page in 3 days. And then 3 days come along and, you know, you're going to say, hey,
no,
you told me that, you know, you know, so that's
probably. I've been in business a long time, dude. I've always been in the internet side. I mean, honestly, I'm going to be happy if you have 30 days. I don't really see that possible. But maybe a lot's changed since 2016, 2018 to now. Maybe that is possible for somebody to actually pull that off. I pulled it off, but it was like it was because we fucking plugged those data feeds in. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Google's rated their websites differently now. I don't know how without paying for clicks you're going to be able to pull that off, but whatever. You know, I'm assuming the next thing for me is you guys are going to research some keywords or something.
Yeah, so we're going to link all the search keywords, and I just wanted to say, and I'm honestly impressed that you even, you know, managed to do that, especially in that time frame, especially, in that time, you know, as far as year and stuff like that. So the thing is, we've been in business for 18 years. We're a premier Google channel partner, and that's why we have the availability. So we have the credibility and the, you know, the experience to do it. So that's why. But as far as, you know, what we do is we link all the search keywords to your business. So really next steps, you know, right now, all I would need is about 7 to 10 minutes of your time, really just to close the category, verify your information, verify your business information. And then next steps, I would set up a meeting with my marketing team for about 30 to 45 minutes. Right. And that's basically going to be the start of your marketing campaign. You're going to meet my marketing team and then they're going to go over next steps, kind of what that timeline is going to look like as far as creating the website. If you don't have a Facebook business account, creating you that Facebook business account. You know, obviously getting you that Google business profile and start working against you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a question for you on that. I have a huge business Facebook account from the one from the gun business. Like, dude, that thing is 10,000 followers local. It bounces around the world. Fucking millions of, like, I've had things that have went viral on that. Should I just create a new one from scratch, or should I rebrand that one?
And you said that was from which business?
I used to be a gun dealer. I used to have a, I used to be the biggest gun dealer in the city of Pittsburgh. I used to have an indoor shooting range at the retail store, and then a 300-acre outdoor property with 7 ranges on it, swimming pool, clubhouse, store, a whole nine yards. I mean, it was the best setup in the city.
Yep. You know, that would be a great question for my marketing team. So when you meet with them, and I'll definitely make a note of that. Just because since it is a different industry opposed, you know, from the company that, you know, Iron City Painting LLC, I'm not sure if we'll be able to run ads through there, because that's basically what we do. We run ads through
the Facebook. No, and that's what I was going to say too. Because all of that I built, that whole thing is different. The firearms industry, they don't let you do paid ads. But, so all the shit.
Either way, it wouldn't let us in.
Completely organic. But I was wondering if we tied, if we just changed over the name, kept the followers, it is an absolute demographic of the South Hills. And then you guys contacted Facebook and said, look, it's a fucking painting company now. Cause it even was called Iron City Armory, and this one's called Iron City Painters. You know what I mean? So, I don't know though. I don't know. I don't know if you guys would be able to coordinate, because Facebook is, you know, they're anti-gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would probably be the only, you know, thing that we just wouldn't be able to run ads through it. But
so we'd start a new one.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can attempt to be completely transparent. We can attempt to. I just don't want to guarantee anything, really. And you know, obviously my marketing team, they're more specialists when it comes to, you know, situations like that than I am. I mean, that would be a great question for them. Yeah.
I really don't have a give a fuck either way. I really am looking, I mean, if they're a marketing team, like, I just look at it like I want to hear other opinions. You know what I mean? Cause, like,
correct, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I really don't want to sign together. But if they think that that's going to give us, I mean, which a lot of guys have told me, rebranded that. Like, that following within itself is worth something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I don't know, because there's so much you got to, I mean, how do you go back to Facebook and be like, I don't sell guns anymore? Which even at that time, I could, like, post a picture of a gun. But if they would watch, if you put a price associated with a picture, they'd take the post down, because they would assume, like, they were, even though I was a federally licensed, I had licenses to import, export, build machine guns, like, for everything. I could order grenades if I wanted to.
Wow. Okay.
That was a crazy industry, dude. Yeah, you'd go out to Vegas, bro. You'd go out to Vegas, and I'd go on 4 conferences a year, but the biggest one was Vegas. Dude, every single one of them, I would just show up, and they would have a tractor trailer full of ammunition. And every gun that was not out yet and every gun that was out, and I could just, machine guns, everything. I'd essentially get paid to shoot videos of me shooting the baddest, newest guns on the planet.
Wow, really? That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, man, what was your favorite?
They had everything. Go ahead.
What was your favorite one?
Glock 19, dude. I'm basic, but I like what works. Glock 19 is the best handgun on the planet.
Got you.
What's your favorite?
Honestly, I don't really have one. I've never really, you know, I would like to go to a range one day and try, but yeah, I'm not really too deep into the industry, but it is intriguing now.
Dude, if I was you, I mean, if you're looking for something, that's why I always recommend them. So I used to be one of the biggest Glock dealers, too. I will say that, but their guns are the best. I owned a huge store with 400 products. I could have whatever the fuck I wanted. I will tell you, I did not start off as a Glock guy. I started off as a 1911 guy, just because they're classic and it's World War II, you know, and they're cool looking. And they shoot really, really well. They shoot a 45. The weight of the gun makes it very manual. It's actually very good for a female. They shoot them very good. It's like an AR. They're shooting real good. and there's minimal recoil. They're easy to be accurate. When you actually get into like shooting, and you want to do speed with accuracy and also have a high cap mag of 15 rounds, you're going to go with the Glock 19. The Glock 19 is good for home defense, outside the home, as well as a range. And then I would recommend get two guns, dude. All these guys with hundreds of guns are fucking retarded. Get guns for the purpose you're going to use them for. You know what I mean?
I love
those guys as a gun dealer because they bought fucking 10 guns at a time. But like, I have a Glock 19 and I have a Glock 43. The Glock 43 is a little bit smaller, like when I go, cause you never, dude, basically when you have a gun, you don't want anyone to know you have a gun. That gun should only be fucking shown to the people around you if you gotta kill somebody because you gotta save somebody's life or your own life. I don't know, this is a long conversation, but for a beginner, it's the Glock 19 and the Glock 43. And you'll see why if you do go to a range and get lessons. Bro, I trained a U.S. congressman. Like, my business was huge. Like, you remember that shooting that was, that guy went up and shot up that Republican baseball game back in, like, 16 in D.C.? All the Republicans after that started carrying guns. And I trained our local congressman, dude. It was fucking crazy.
So how'd you get into
the painting industry?
I just got done working for Bank of America as a business banker. Essentially, like, dude, I ran business my whole life, so they recruited me, like, teach the young fucking entrepreneurs how to make money so they can do deposits. You know what I mean? That was essentially the hustle. And to teach them all about the financial products. So I got into painting. I did it when I was younger, and then I was like, dude, I want to get back into business. Like, wages suck. And so I opened an LLC, started a painting company, did a couple jobs, and then just nice. I signed a big one, like a $70,000 job recently. And I just went back into Bank of America. It was like, I'm done teaching. I'm going back out again. I've done like 10-5 in the last 7 days. I've been out of Bank of America for maybe a week and 2 days. It's been good.
Wow. Okay, good. Yeah. That's awesome, man. But yeah, so if you don't mind, Jason, if you can go ahead and text me your email from where I sent you the website, I just want to verify that I spell everything correctly. So I can go ahead and send this quote over to you really fast. And what did you say your last name was, Jason, again?
Detzer. German, dude. It doesn't look as it's supposed to. You'll see when I send it to you. So you think like a week and a half, 2 weeks, the website will be launched?
Yep. Yeah. So again, like I said, so right now, all I would do is just verify your information, verify the company's information, secure the position, and then I'm going to set up the meeting with my marketing team for 30 to 45 minutes. And they're going to go more in depth with the timeline. So, you know, when everything's going to actually be created. And they'll go over that with you, you know, once you meet with them. And then, you know, obviously take next steps from there.
Okay. All right. Did you get the email? Tell them to call me tomorrow morning. I won't be available this afternoon. I have to go start another job.
Okay. I'll
be available.
Got you. So the only thing is, Jason, I would have to secure the position first, though, before I can set up the meeting.
You won't pay me. All right. I mean, dude, you're a guy that cold called me on the phone. Like, I don't know if I feel like I need to have, like, I don't know, some kind of fucking meeting, like some kind of Zoom thing. Did you send me something, dude, in an email that I can at least
Yeah. So I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for your message to come through so I can go ahead and send that over to you. I just wanted to make sure I spelled everything correctly.
The message didn't come through? It should have.
Not yet. It normally takes about a minute or so. Bear with me 1 second.
Oh, okay. You live in California, dude. Anyway. You know what's messed up about your face?
What is that?
In the gun game. Dude, I was, like, pissed off. I refused to sell after that because of your state. Dude, your state puts a lot of really fucked up restrictions on the civilian population, but then literally puts exceptions for cops. And we're not talking duty-related guns. We're talking fucking they want a PS90 with a 50-round magazine. So, and I know it's not a duty-related gun. So the first time I sold one of these, I said to the guy, I didn't realize he was a cop. I said, "Yo, you're in Cali. You're not allowed to have these. You're not allowed this magazine. I can send you a 10-round magazine." And the guy's like, "Oh no, I'm a cop." He goes, "I have an exemption." I was like, "Really?" So I call ATF. They're like, "Yeah, some states do it." So I'm like, "All right." This guy faxes it to me. I get back on the phone with this guy. I said, "So you're a cop, and this is a fun gun, like I get to play with in a normal state." I said. And you think it's okay, you think it's the okay law because they exempted you from it, but your neighbor can't have it. And he's like, "I don't agree with the law," but he's like, "I'm going to take advantage of my loophole," which I was like, whatever, and I sent it, right? But then after that, I was like, no, dude, if you, especially if you work for the government, and you're going to allow laws passed on regular people that's not passed on you, you need to be standing with the regular people. You know what I mean? And after that, I was like, dude, I don't care if they're cops or not. I'm not doing any deal with them where they have any different, like, restrictions than the civilian population. Even when I did Blue Label deals, which is department deals, I was like, nope, you boys can fucking find magazines elsewhere. You know what I mean? I like California, the weather and all that, but I've been there a couple times, but I could not live there because of the politics, dude.
I get you. All right, perfect. So, far as all the services that you offer, right, far as all the painting service, so painting, drywall repair, do you do remodeling? It looks like you do flooring as well. Yep. Is that correct? Okay. Dude, you do it all, man.
Literally, I will take a house. I do it for a lot of California money, bro. It's fucking bizarre, but yeah. A lot of investors come to this housing market. They'll buy like 5 houses that are cheap, you know, because the California market's insane. You guys are like $500,000 for something here. Yep. You're going to pay 50 for, you know what I mean? So those guys will come. They'll buy 5 houses. I'll gut the whole thing down to the frames, the whole thing. Like, that's what I'm doing on this project in my washroom. This dude actually got hosed by a dude for $150 on this job. I'm like, holy shit. Wow. Yeah, dude. Like, business is fucked up, dude. In every industry, dude.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Since you do all these services, to be completely transparent with you too, Jason, I mean, that's just only going to bring you so many more leads, man. Because just for painting, you know, drywall repair and remodeling, all the services that you offer, I mean, those are like the most biggest ones. And especially, like, I'm looking into the analytics for your area, like, it's crazy how many people are searching these search keywords. So now, as far as your hours of operation, what are your hours of operation, Jason?
I work in a construction trade, so like it varies. Like tonight I'm gonna go do a job starting at 6 till 11 for the next 2 nights, and then finish it up on the weekend working fucking 8 in the morning till 5. I don't know. Tell them to call me between 8 and 8 for leads for bid opportunities. If so, you know, because I want to give the guy that gets home from dinner time to eat, fucking go into his computer and, you know.
The reason I ask is this is what we're going to actually put on your Google Business profile. So your hours of operation. This is the hours that we're going to put on. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Monday to Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, is there any specific cities or zip codes that you want to target to show up on the first page? It does already include a 50-mile radius, but is there any, you know, specific cities or zip codes that you've seen success in the past that you want to target specifically?
15223. I'm sorry. 15243.
15243. All right, perfect.
And I got a bunch. There's like 3 of them. 15228.
Okay. All right.
And what the hell was that? I can't remember. Do you know Upper St. Clair zip code?
St. Clair zip code in PA?
Upper St. Clair. Upper St. Clair in Pittsburgh.
I don't.
I think it's 15241.
One five two four one. Perfect. All right. And guess what I was gonna do? Just Google it.
There we go.
All right. And then, as far as your business phone number, is the 412-491-2525.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And then I did send the quote over to your email. Let me know if you receive it. Okay. And then, as far as your address, now, Jason, what is your address? Now, this is just to create your account with us. This isn't going to be on the first page of Google, okay?
It's 1170 Bower Hill Road, Pittsburgh, PA. Oh, I got you have to put apartment 312. So 1170 Bower Hill Road, apartment 313, Pittsburgh, PA.
1524.
Yeah, 15243, yeah.
All right. All right, and your preferred method of contact, phone, text, or email?
Phone.
Phone, all right. All right, and then as far as the security question, this is the question we're going to ask when we contact you just to verify that we are providing you the information and nobody else. I have three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet name. Which one did you want to use out of the three?
First pet name.
All right, and what would that be?
Mac.
Mac? M-A-C?
No, M-A-X.
M-A-X, sorry. Sorry, I thought I heard Mac.
Ah, no worries, man. I'm on a Bluetooth, so.
Oh, gotcha. All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then let me see what I have in my calendar as far as slots for our meeting tomorrow. All right. So, does morning or afternoon work better for you?
Morning.
Morning?
Morning tomorrow.
Okay. 11. Okay. Yep. I got a slot for 11 tomorrow. Perfect. All right. And then let me go ahead and secure this real quick before I'm able to send the invite. All right. Now, far as the 249. Did you want to use MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Which one did you want to use out of the four?
I'm going to do Visa. Listen, all right, so I'm looking at what you're selling me here. I'm going to pay $250 today. You're waiving the $99 fee.
Correct.
It's going to include a website. There's no contract. First page search on Google and Bing. And then you're going to get me on 60 other lower listings.
Correct.
I need to create a business Facebook page tomorrow, right?
We're going to create it for
you. Guys are going to do
it. No worries. Yeah, oh, well, I told you, we take care of everything.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to give you the card number. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
When you are.
4256370002. 520708.
Expiration?
528.
All right, and then the three codes on the back.
544.
All right, perfect. And I'm going to send all this over to your email as well, all right? Bear with me 1 second.
Yo, so listen, I'm going to do a marketing meeting tomorrow morning. When are we going to start
building
the website?
Correct. So they're going to go over there.
At least the landing page. Yep. Are they going to build a landing page first, get that set up, and then we'll build the website?
Correct. I believe they have it. Yep. So we're probably going to start working on the landing page first and then create the website so then we can link everything together.
Cool. I like it.
All right. And then I'm going to send the invite for tomorrow as well. Bear with me 1 second.
So I already own the domain of ironcitypainters.com. Do I need to send that to you?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me see here. You said it was Iron City
Painters? Yeah, Iron City Painters LLC.com, I believe.
Perfect. Let me see either that or
Iron City. It's either that or it's Iron City Painters LLC. .com. I don't know. I don't remember. We created it one night, like a while ago.
Once you receive the invite, okay, for the meeting. Sending this over here shortly.
Dude, the one good thing about Cali, though, you guys have legal weed.
Man, I'm not going to lie. You've had me cracking up this whole phone call, man.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, dude, Cali, like, I've never been to Cali dispensaries. I've been to Colorado, Michigan, Arizona. Like, the East Coast is opening up, too, dude, but it, those, I don't know, dude. You would think Pennsylvania would be open, but they're not. All right.
Oh, man. All right. Let me know when, once you receive the invitation.
I got it.
All right. Perfect. Well, Jason, I do have everything. I took notes of everything. I'm sending this over to my marketing team. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 11. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything before the meeting tomorrow, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email, give me a call, or shoot me a text message, okay? Other than that, we look forward to starting that marketing campaign. Jason, it was a pleasure, too, man. It was probably one of the best calls I've taken today, so I do appreciate you, okay? And I learned a lot, put it that way.
Yeah, it was great talking.
All right.
Great talking to you, dude. Hey, listen, remember, Glock 19, dude.
Got you. All right. All right, Jason. Take care. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too, buddy.
Later. All right.